Israel to release 400 prisoners. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and his cabinet have approved the long-awaited release of 400 Palestinian prisoners. This latest batch is the second major freeing following the 500 detainees who were set free in February. It is in accordance to an agreement with Palestinian Authority leader President Mahmoud Abbas as part of a ceasefire deal. Hesitant government ministers delayed the latest release until they were more certain of Mr. Abbas's implementation of his assurances to crack down on Palestinian militants. The cabinet decided no prisoner directly involved in the death of Israelis would be released. Further, a clause that stipulated only prisoners who had served two-thirds of their sentence should be released may be relaxed this time round. Mr. Sharon warned his government before the cabinet voted that it was essential for Israel to fulfill its obligations to the new Palestinian Authority. He said it was vital to strengthen Mr. Mahmoud's position ahead of upcoming Palestinian elections on July 17. Israel is concerned that more militant groups, such as Hamas, an organization branded as terrorists by the US and the European Union, might win power and derail the Middle East peace process. Mr. Sharon urged his people to understand that this release and the August withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza will not strengthen the forces of extremist terrorism. He said it is necessary to strengthen the principal moderate element in the Palestinian Authority and honour our commitments.